Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, we've entered hour three here on the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. You can email me, leelsieradio@gmail.com. Like my Facebook page, Voice of Freedom, and check that out. You can even go online, leelsie.com. That is a work in progress still, but we are trying to figure that out. So if you get on there, you can take a look. At least you can see what I'm all about and check that out. Of course, I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. I always fill in for Wayne Allen Root when he takes a vacation or a couple of days off. And we are into hour three. Christopher's down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, making it all go. Wouldn't want to do the show without him. I want to start out this third hour sharing some emails and listening to some audio having to do with Ukraine and Russia. Now, it seems as though the media, at least most of the media, which is making me very, very skeptical about all of this, most of the media is rah, 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 hell-bent on let's go over there and engage Russia, no-fly zone, all of that. And any time the media is trying to champion something, it makes me incredibly skeptical. And I'm going to mix in some audio in and around some of the emails that I'm getting, but not all the emails that I get are rah-rah pro-Zelensky, let's stamp out Russia. There's a lot of, and I'll say it, pro-Russian emails and conversations and text messages / Facebook posts that I'm getting. It says, the world owes nothing to Ukraine or the people there. Putin took action in August of 2021. Zelensky did nothing. Now the comic is trying to make the rest of the world bail him out. Putin is taking back what is part of his own territory. The rest of the countries can get rid of their old weapons by giving them to Zelensky. Great for military contractors selling new ammo. And that is what this is on paper. Reduction of stockpiles, like trading an old Motorola flip phone for a new 6G iPhone. But this comic is trying to kill everyone. So, no, sorry. Putin gets Ukraine. We get oligarchs' wealth as payment. And there, it ends there. That was Rob from Connecticut, which I thought was an interesting take to all of it. I want to play some audio, and then we'll read a couple more emails. But this is some audio from retired General Douglas MacGregor. And he was asked the question to open this up. What was the strategy of Putin attacking the nuclear power plants? Now, this is about 10 days old, something like that. And MacGregor answered it like this. I think it's rather shocking.
The strategy was not to attack any power plants or the power grid. The Russians have very carefully avoided interrupting any power. No damage to communications, no damage to any of the things that are essential, like the water supply. What you're seeing is that the Russians have now driven what is left of the Ukrainian forces, who are taking refuge in population centers, cities, because they have no mobility, no air defense, no air cover, no logistical infrastructure. They are now mingling with the population, much as we've seen in the Middle East. Whenever we drove the Islamists out of business, they ran into cities, used people as shields, the civilian population, and tried to avoid being annihilated. And I think that's essentially what's happening today with the population being used by the Ukrainian forces to avoid destruction.
Do you think Putin will pull what I would call a Grozny? Grozny was the capital of the breakaway republic. He flattened it when the civilians resisted.
Yes.
You guys see this? I mean, is he going to flatten Ukraine?
No, absolutely not. In fact, he's worked hard to capture most of it intact.
Now, let me just stop that right there real quick. This is, again, about 10 days old. So this is proving not necessarily to be the case. Now, you may want to believe the rest of what this general was saying, but it certainly seems like Putin is systematically picking out targets and leveling them.
Surprisingly little damage, frankly, Stuart, much less damage than we inflicted on Iraq when we went into it either in 91 and again in 2003. Mm-hmm. Now, I think they're just surrounding the Ukrainian forces and they are annihilating them. And this is inevitable. And Mr. Zelensky, I think, is postponing the inevitable in the hopes that we are going to rescue him, and we are not coming. President Biden has made that very clear.
You think the end is in sight?
First 5 days, Russian forces, I think, frankly, were too gentle. They've now corrected that. So I would say another 10 days, this should be completely over. But the question is, what is it that Zelensky is going to do? The Russians have made it very clear what they want is a neutral Ukraine. This could have ended days ago if he accepted that. And then they can adjust the borders. But the eastern part of Ukraine is firmly in Russian hands. But again, the Russians are not seizing territory. They're destroying Ukrainian forces. That's their focus.
Colonel, it sounds like you don't approve of Zelensky's stand.
Oh, I think Zelensky is a puppet. And he is putting huge numbers of his own population at unnecessary risk. And quite frankly, most of what comes out of Ukraine is debunked as lies within 24 to 48 hours. The notions of taking and retaking airfields, all of this is nonsense. It hasn't happened.
He's not a hero when he's standing up for himself and his own people? You don't think he's a hero?
No, I do not. I don't see anything heroic about the man. And I think the most heroic thing that he can do right now is to come to terms with reality. Neutralize Ukraine. This is not a bad thing. A neutral Ukraine would be good for us as well as for Russia. It would create the buffer that, frankly, both sides want. But he's, I think, being told to hang on and try to drag this out, which is tragic for the people that have to live through this.
I got to say, that is a perspective that you don't hear. Certainly don't hear in reference to this war between Ukraine and Russia. So, from this general, I guess he apparently thinks it's in the best interest of the Ukrainians to, I guess, just surrender and give themselves over to Russia. Why the Ukrainians, I guess, want to stand and seems like they want to stand and fight. That's what I get out of it. And he dismisses that, and he also dismisses anything positive, I guess, about Zelensky. So it's a completely different look at this, and this is why I'm sharing this with you, again, here during this break at the top of the third hour, because what you see on the news every single night is not the only news that's out there. Let me share a couple more emails with you before we run out of time. T writes into us, Zelensky is demanding the EU and USA help us. You must do this. And that otherwise you are next, or otherwise you are next. He doesn't want peace. He wants World War III. Again, that's what he really wants. What Russia should be looking for is a denazification of Ukraine, demilitarization of Ukraine, a new constitution, a new democrat government, no wars towards Ukraine neighbors, no wars against their own citizens, and acknowledging that Crimea is back with Russia, as it was before. No Russias will go to Poland, no Russians will go to Slovakia, no Russians will go beyond the borders of Ukraine. And again, that's T from Long Island. One more, well, I got two more here. Putin should be looked on as a hero. Anyone with Russian blood and or ancestry should be celebrating in the streets. That's Elizabeth from Rye, New York. And here's an interesting message that was passed along to me. Now, I'm not going to tell you this guy's name because he actually went to Ukraine with a group of men prepared to fight. Let me just read this to you. It says, "Hey, Lee, sorry I didn't get back to you sooner. I left for Ukraine, just got back yesterday. It was a cluster blank, and something super strange is going on over there. When we got there, it was complete chaos, and they had mercenaries from all different countries trying to get us to sign up to an open-ended agreement that was written in Ukrainian. They would only allow one of the guys in our group to read it through Google Translate on his phone, and they told him to read it aloud to all the rest of us. Then they handed out blank weapons, meaning crappy weapons, and no protective gear, and we're trying to get all of us to go to the front line with basically nothing but an old AK or M16. It was a blanket joke. There was a guy there who was supposedly organizing the whole thing, and he was more interested in taking photos and making TikTok videos than with our safety, so we all bailed, and we're all back home. There is definitely something fishy going on over there, but it's way above my pay grade. All of us agreed that it was more of a suicide mission than they were trying to push us into, rather than to help them fight a war. The mercenaries started belittling some of the guys because they wouldn't sign an open-ended agreement. Really strange, and not at all seeming like a military operation. Normally, we would swap out people every 3 months or so, but this was not at all looking like we were going to be coming home unless that was in a box. So this is, again, I'm not going to read his name because I want to protect that part of him, but he had called my morning show and talked about him going over to Ukraine with a bunch of his military buddies, and in the end, they decided, obviously, that they didn't want to put themselves in that kind of harm's way for what appears to be a very confusing, ugly situation. So just a whole bunch of different outlooks to this, a different slant to this, where we may think we're getting all the information, and we probably are not. 26 days, this war has been going on. Every nightly newscast shows you different missile strikes and different blocks being burned out. And you heard this military expert tell you that that's not necessarily the case, that the Russians are actually advancing quickly and doing everything that they need to do, and doing, I guess, according to him, a bang-up job of taking over Ukraine. So just both sides of the story, both sides of the story. Listen, I'm going to talk to one of our very good friends. We're going to bring him on next. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation will join me in just a couple of seconds. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
You know, I told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Stephen Bucci joining us, Heritage Foundation. Of course, 30-plus years of military excellence, and we get a chance to chat with him about what's going on around the world. Stephen, how are you?
It's great to be on the show.
All right. So, you know, I saw some, just start with this, some terrible pictures this morning. I'm sure you've seen them. But that whole mall devastated. It shows that those pictures today of Ukraine and Russia and the attack, that really gave a good glimpse of exactly what's happening here on a regular basis. That entire block was decimated.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff that the Russians are doing, there's no excuse for it in with a military justification. There's no reason to target the buildings they're targeting. There's you know, and after the fact, like when you hit that theory, oh, well, we thought that was the headquarters. Yeah, that's a bunch of baloney. They really, this is just old-fashioned terror. It's the kind of things the Soviet Union used to do, the kind of things the Nazis used to do, and other autocracies do when they're trying to suppress a population. There's no military justification for any of it. It's horrific, and it is a war crime.
All right, so they keep saying war crime, war crime, war crime. Now, what's the significance of that?
Well, in the wider international community, it obviously isolates him even more. It identifies him as what he is. From a strictly legal standpoint, once the International Criminal Court in The Hague declares an action by a nation or a nation's leader a war crime, then they literally, it's like an indictment in a domestic context. And if those guys go somewhere, they can be apprehended by the national police of whatever country they go to. Nobody expects Russia to do anything with them, you know, unless suddenly the government changed and the new Russian government said, well, we're going to capture Vladimir Putin and turn him over to The Hague. You know, Russia is not the issue. It's the rest of the world. So you're essentially cutting him off from the rest of the world. He can't travel anywhere. He can't go visit his, you know, second trophy wife
right.
in Switzerland. He can't do any of that stuff.
Right.
So it does have some significance. In the immediate scheme of things, does it change what we do to stop him? No. It's, you know, he already invaded another country without a reason. So that's already illegal in the international law pantheon. But in this case, it's a specific war crime, genocide against, you know, other humans. Yeah, you can say it's symbolic, but it does put some restrictions on.
Okay. But he's not worried about being captured and then brought to court to face these penalties. I mean, that's not where this thing ends, is it? Or maybe it is. I don't know.
I mean, it could be. It's unlikely because Putin's not going to go anywhere. And if he does, he's going to go with lots of thugs around him. But it could stop him if he wants to go somewhere for an international conference as his head of state. They could say, no, if you come in this country, we're going to arrest you.
Right.
So he's, you know, isolating himself. He will not be able to come to international conferences of any sort in the immediate future until this is resolved.
All right. So he's not throwing the first pitch out at the Twins game.
Not likely, no.
I did see where they unleashed the hypersonic missile. How does that change everything?
Not much. You know, they did that. They've talked about doing it before and how much it can do. And our analysts said, yes, it's important. It's dangerous. It can get by some of our defenses. It's not like a game changer that's, you know, going to make them the most powerful country in the world.
Right.
So he's starting to rattle his sabers more. You know, there's been talk about chemical weapons. He already mentioned or at least alluded to tactical nuclear weapons. He's making all the threats that bullies make. And again, we've said this before, the only way you can stop a bully is to confront them. There's some risk in that. Sometimes bullies have capabilities. You know, you stand up to a bully in a schoolyard, he might punch harder than you. But the only way you'll ever stop a bully is to confront him. And the best way to do it is to confront him with a lot of friends with you, in this case our allies and partners. If we do that, we can stop Putin. But if we don't do anything, if we just give in to him and say, oh, well, you know, he's got nukes, so we better let him have this country, that's a bunch of nonsense. We've done it before, Lee.
Right.
We did it in the late 1930s. It doesn't work.
All right, Stephen Bucci is with us, Heritage Foundation. We'll take a quick break. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. More with Stephen Bucci next.
Trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson says she always keeps a close eye on equal justice under the law. During the first day of Senate confirmation hearings, Jackson Brown calling herself humbled and honored by the nomination. As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, President Biden is adding a stop to his upcoming trip overseas.
President Joe Biden has added a stop in Poland to his trip this week to Europe for urgent talks with NATO and the European allies as Russian forces continue to pound Ukraine. Biden will first travel to Brussels, then to Poland to meet with leaders there.
John Hunt reporting from the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau. Stocks are down after the Fed Reserve hinted at larger rate hikes, the Dow losing 201 points, the S&P slipping less than 2 points, and the NASDAQ fell 55. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. One of my personal favorite guests, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, and we are talking here about Ukraine and Russia. And if you want to email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. But so I was at this conference on Friday. I was asked this question, and I had to stand up in front of all these people, and I was on the spot, like I wasn't really prepared, nor did I think I was going to have to give any kind of a speech. But it was a former congressman asked me this question, which was, if you had to make the decision as to whether or not to impose a no-fly zone on Ukraine, would you? And I said, morally, the answer to that is yes, I would do it. You look at these horrific images that are coming across, and, you know, we've, like you had just mentioned, we've gone down this road before. We've seen this play before, and we know how it ends. So morally, I said yes, but, you know, the conference was sort of on the Constitution, and constitutionally, the answer to that is no. I'll ask you that same question. Would you impose a no-fly zone?
I would not, and I'll caveat that with, I'm not a big fan of no-fly zones. I think people think they're a lot more effective than they are. They're particularly less effective against a country with a bigger air force and their own air defense systems, which are mobile and can be brought into the area. And then the other part is a lot of the stuff that's hitting Ukraine is being fired from outside Ukraine. It's not all, you know, Russian aircraft flying over Ukrainian airspace and dropping bombs.
Right.
They are doing some of that. But that's not the most significant stuff that they're doing. They're doing most of it with artillery, with rockets and missiles that are fired from outside Ukrainian territory. A no-fly zone doesn't affect any of that. And then the downside is with a country that has air defenses, they shoot back at you. You know, we saw that in Iraq. We would impose the no-fly zone there, but their anti-aircraft batteries would shoot at our airplanes. The Russians have better anti-aircraft than the Iraqis did, even within Ukrainian airspace, because they bring them with them with their armored columns. So I don't think the potential benefit is worth the potential risk. There's other stuff we can be doing. We should be doing a lot more cyber, offensive cyber against them. We should be using our special operators to train and fight with the Ukrainians against the Russians within Ukraine. I think those are things we could do that would have actually more effect in a no-fly zone and actually less risk.
Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, do you think that Russia has only given us a glimpse of their military might? I know, forget about the nukes for a second, but do you think they're just kind of giving us the antiquated, older stuff, the tanks that are older, the planes, the bombs that are a little bit older, and they really haven't showed their hand yet?
No, I don't. I don't think Russia's military is as good as we thought it was. You know, we've always, frankly, had an inflated view of first the Soviet Union and then Russia as far as their military capabilities. They have some small units that are well-trained, well-disciplined, and very well-armed. The rest of their military, their armament is okay. I mean, it's better than most militaries in the world. It's nowhere near as good as ours, even when you add in something like the hypersonic missile. Remember, you know, Ronald Reagan got the Soviet Union to spend itself into destruction trying to keep up with us. Their system doesn't work that well. And the Russian leadership is not spending all of their money on weapons. They're spending all their money to line their own pockets. So what they are spending, I think they believed was better than it's turned out to be. Their air forces in particular have proven to be, you know, pretty subpar. They're using mostly dumb bombs. They don't have the kind of precision munitions that we do. And their pilots obviously are not all that good. And they're, you know, the Ukrainians are holding their own against them. with aircraft that are a generation older than what the Russians are firing from. And it's so I think, you know, Putin's finding out his military is not as good as it thought it was. That's why he's threatening to use his supposed, you know, big stuff.
Do you think the Russian troops are fragging high-ranking officers?
You know, that's an interesting question. I've had several people ask me, well, how are the Ukrainians getting all these generals? Part of it is the Ukrainians understand, you know, the old Soviet doctrine, which is now the Russian doctrine. They know that their stuff is very leadership intensive. You know, if the generals and the colonels are not there, the sergeants and the lieutenants are not going to figure it out on their own. So they are deliberately targeting those folks. In that kind of system, those high-ranking officers have to be closer to the front, closer to the danger, because if they're not, stuff doesn't happen the way they planned it. So that puts them at more risk. And the fragging thing is an interesting possibility, that maybe some of the Russian soldiers who figured out, gee, this isn't an exercise. And these Ukrainians are not welcoming us as conquering heroes or liberating heroes. And they're saying, you know, the heck with this. I don't want to be a part of this. And they're going after their own leaders. That would be an interesting twist. I hadn't really given that one a lot of thought, but it's a possibility.
Stephen Bucci, again, Heritage Foundation, 30 years of military excellence. We get a chance to talk to him. We always appreciate him giving up his time. A couple more from me. North Korea is once again firing rockets. China's economy is embedded in the West, but not in North Korea. Will China restrain North Korea, and can they?
Right now, I think they're probably fine with them doing testing, because it's more distractions for America, and it gives China that much more freedom of movement. But China wants to call the shots in Asia. They don't want, you know, Kim Jong-un being a free radical doing his own thing. So I think they will probably put pressure on him to, you know, at least coordinate with them before he does something. But in the big scheme of things, they really don't get to order him around. They can put a lot of pressure on him, and they will, but he is not, you know, like a subservient character to them. He does do his own thing. And while that probably kicks the Chinese off, and they can pressure him through, you know, holding back goodies and things like that, they don't have 100% control over.
Since we're talking China here, I read where China has fully militarized the islands in the South China Sea. How does that affect us, or does it affect us at all?
Well, it makes it more dangerous for our naval vessels to move around in those waters, because essentially those islands now are big stationary aircraft carriers. They built them up. They built airfields on them, so they can station aircraft out there and use them to project power further out from their coastline, and that's that much area they don't have to then move their very few aircraft carriers to. They can just fly planes off of them or use them as launching pads to other targets. So it makes life more dangerous, a little more complicated for us in the region. It's not, game over kind of effect, but it's not a good one. It's one we have to now add into the calculus whenever we do anything, whether it's a freedom of navigation, cruise, or a fight.
Iran unveiled a new missile, I guess Wednesday of last week, range that would allow it to reach both U.S. bases in the region and targets inside Israel. Does this change things?
Not particularly. They've had missiles that can do stuff like that. This is a better one, theoretically more precise. If it actually hit the targets they're shooting at instead of just shooting at an entire country. But the real game changer comes with what they put on those missiles. What are the payloads? What is the capability of that missile to carry potentially nuclear weapons in particular, or chemical weapons? Iran has not done the chemical weapon thing because they understand if they do, they're going to get hit back potentially with light weapons. But with the nukes, if they get those, which this deal is probably going to solidify for them, and give them lots of money to pay for other things.
Right.
That's really dangerous, that they then have another platform they can use to deliver that stuff. Again, remember, those kind of missiles are not used to deliver rugs and pistachios. There's only one purpose for those kind of missiles, and that's to carry weapons of mass destruction.
One last thing. I saw this video about Lockheed Martin, apparently, I think, was working on this particular weapon, which means if I saw the video, the weapon probably already exists. Which is, they drop it out of an airplane, and it lands probably about as big as, maybe it's a 20 by 20 piece of equipment that lands, and then it completely camouflages itself by use of mirrors so you can't see it from above. But inside it is essentially all anti-tank stuff, and it's all operated by remote control, and they can land these like in a field. To think where an army of tanks were coming, they would land them in a field and there would be no human beings there, but they could literally destroy tanks at the ready. And I thought it's an amazing video. I don't know if you've ever heard or seen anything like that.
I have not seen that video. I will look for it when we get off the air here. But that's an interesting concept with the unmanned vehicles,
right.
In some cases autonomous vehicles, that we now have, being able to deliver them, you know, in the path of an oncoming enemy or behind an enemy. Would be a pretty cool capability.
All right, Stephen, we're out of time. I appreciate it, as always. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Follow him on Twitter. It is a great follow. Quick break, one more to go. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Amazing day. Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right. Money back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. But you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. Come on, you skeptics. You've got to love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat. Get rid of your medication. Get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water project? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, Way Down the Roots, New Year's Day by U2. Fellowship Home Loans is a sponsor of this show. Everybody needs a friend in the mortgage business, and my friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. And now you've got friends in the home loan business. Mike and Brian are your friends. If you call them and say, I'm a fan of Wayne Allyn Root, I'm a listener of Wayne Allyn Root, I'm a friend of Wayne Allyn Root, you've got friends in the mortgage business who will roll out the red carpet, treat you like a VIP, and take good care of you. Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans, they're involved with purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, 800-804-SAVE.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. And for those of you who are waiting around for Wayne Allyn Root, he will be back from his vacation slash honeymoon on Wednesday, so right back here in the big seat. My name is Lee Elsie, and I fill in for Wayne when he is out. And I figure, let's end tonight with some, let's say, water cooler stories, some things that aren't necessarily crazy, bludgeon you over the head news stories that, you know, drive you to sleepless nights, etc. Nothing Ukraine, nothing any of that stuff. We'll stay away from that for the final break and send you off into the sunset without a sleepless night. Speaking of sleepless nights, millions of Americans have trouble getting a good night's sleep, but some cities make it harder to get those Z's. A website called mornings.co.uk has compiled the list of our most sleep-deprived places in the United States, and number one is Rochester, New York, for some reason. Researchers combed through social media terms like sleep, slept, nap, woke, couldn't sleep, and apparently Rochester, New York is the number one place in the USA where people can't sleep. Oklahoma City, number two, Tulsa, Seattle, Washington, Fresno, Sacramento, and Boston round out the top seven. If you happen to be in Singapore, I was in Singapore one time, and I was staying there for a couple of days, and I really stayed in the hotel. I'm a scaredy cat, I guess, when it comes to that. But Singapore is very strict on certain rules, like certain laws. You break the laws, you could actually go to jail. For example, selling gum, can't do it. Spitting in public, can't do it. Jaywalking, can't do it. Littering, I love these four already. I think that's great. Smoking in public, going right to jail. Not flushing the toilet in a public washroom, restroom. Guess what? Going to jail. And somehow walking around the house in the nude is also punishable by, it says here, a $2,000 fine or potentially 3 months in prison. Now, it would have to be what kind of nude you happen to be. I mean, if you're cover of Sports Illustrated magazine nude, I mean, how are you finding somebody $2,000 and putting them in jail for 3 months? Now, if you're B. Arthur nude, that's different. That's a whole different ballgame. Whoa, Nelly! Another study, interesting, I thought. People are asked to name the most boring ways to spend your free time. The five things that got the most votes were sleeping, going to church, watching TV, bird watching, or observing animals. I would disagree with that. On the list is also doing math. The five most boring jobs, though, they did that as well. What job is boring? Is your job boring? Let's data analysis, accounting, taxes and or insurance, cleaning, and banking are the top five most boring jobs, according to the University of Essex. Since I gave you the five most boring, you want to know if your job is exciting. The five jobs considered the most exciting are performing arts, like actor, actress, singer, someone in the world of science, journalism, no way. Because journalism is like a fabrication. Is there such a thing as journalism, or is it dead? I got a feeling it's kind of dead. Healthcare and teaching is on the list as most exciting. The happiest country in the world? No, it's not the United States. We're not even in the top 10. Finland is number one. Denmark, Iceland. Didn't I read somewhere where folks in Iceland, one in five people try to kill themselves at least one time in their lifetime? So I guess there's wild swings in Iceland. But Iceland was number three. Switzerland, the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway, Israel. Again, on the top 10 as far as happiest places to live. The United States is number 16 out of 146 countries as far as happy. And this is a good way to end it, a real feel-good story, right? If you're jonesing for some Cinnamon Toast Crunch, now there's something even better. Apparently, the people over at Cinnamon Toast Crunch realized toast, right there in their name, toast, they need to somehow incorporate toast into Cinnamon Toast Crunch, so they've created a spread, a spreadable Cinnamon Toast Crunch that you put on your piece of toast. So you have a big fat piece of toast and you spread the taste of Cinnamon Toast Crunch on your toast, and man, your your glucose levels become toast and you probably gain about 50 pounds. All right, listen, I just figured that we'd end it in a silly way. Thank you very much for allowing me into your homes and your cars for these 3 hours. I'll be back again tomorrow night. Again, Wayne Allen Root is off until Wednesday. Well, he'll be back here ready and raring to go. My name is Lee Elsie. It's always an honor and a pleasure to spend time with you here on the radio. We'll be back tomorrow night. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.